Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And you know what? On Friday nights, we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. We are so excited to have back with us national sports writer, the great Ken Davis. We have invited him on the program tonight. We're going to hit on a variety of topics, but we're going to start here in our backyard, the University of Houston. What in the world? Last week, that stunning loss against Navy. We wanted Ken to come on, give us some perspective, and highlight his recent post on some of the necessary repairs that need to take place. You can check out his article at todaysyou.com. Good evening, my friend.
How you doing, E?
I'm always better when we have a chance to catch up, so let's get right to it. We got a lot of Cougar fans that are pretty upset. I mean, how much did that loss against Navy last Saturday impact Houston's playoff run and the chances at a national championship?
It's a lot of damage. It makes it really hard for them to do what they wanted to do. You know, they got off to that initial big win against Oklahoma, and everybody was looking forward to the big game against Louisville later on in the season and figured they would go through the American part of the schedule, you know, pretty easily. But, it's hard to go out there every Saturday and everything. And I wrote a lot about Navy earlier in the season because, I still emphasize my coverage on Today's You with UConn, and UConn had a tough loss last second loss to them earlier in the year, and they're just so darn tough when you have to go to Annapolis and play them. I think it's 13 straight wins in that stadium they have now, and it's so hard to make those playoffs, and especially when you're coming from outside the Power Five conferences, and everybody all summer had talked about it. And Tom Herman's I don't think there's a hotter coach around, because anytime a job is coming open or has come open or is predicted to come open, his name is the first one that's mentioned. And he's done a great job since he came there. He's only lost two games. The one to UConn last year was later in the season, and they had some injuries, and that was on the road. This one was just kind of stunning that they gave up that many points, but it's hard going against Navy where they play that triple option. And UConn coach Bob Diaco said earlier this year, he said, it's just impossible to recreate that in practice because you don't have the same kind of personnel to run it in practice. And so I think Navy's very good, and but nobody expected him to beat Houston, and he just said on the coaches' conference call on Monday that he's got to ask some of these other guys that are not starters to just bring their game up a little bit more and make sure that that the entire roster is doing the things that they should be, to make them a complete team. So I guess there's still a chance they could sneak back in there, but they dropped so far in the rankings, and it's hard to do, like I said, when you're coming from outside the Power Five.
When we think back to that game against Navy, do you think the Cougars, do you think they became complacent? I mean, they've been riding high. You talked about, you highlighted the big win against Oklahoma to kick off the season.
I don't know why they shouldn't be. I mean, I don't think, just knowing what I know about Tom Herman, I don't think any team could get complacent underneath him. They went in there knowing. I think you just got to give Navy a lot of credit, and it's unfortunate because it would have been really good for the conference. It would have been really good for college football, I think, to see a team like Houston be, either in the playoffs or really, really close at the end of the year. Because, you look at college football right now, and it's there's that supposed division, the gap between those two sides, and I don't think it's that big. Obviously, you also look at Houston being a top candidate to move into the Big 12, and we don't know what's going to happen. It's the 17th. It's this upcoming week that supposedly the Big 12 is going to make an announcement. Everything I've heard recently is that there won't be any expansion at this time, and it just puts a lot of egg on the face of the Big 12 because they've gone through this process, and now that they're looking like they don't want to do it, and it's been really hard on the people from the American Conference. I mean, we see it right here with UConn. The fans want to see UConn in a bigger conference, and so it's kind of a two-sided thing. We talked. The commissioner of the American was at a UConn game recently, and we had a press conference right before the game, and Yeah, everybody is. You know, he was at that Oklahoma game with Houston, and you want to feel good about Houston in your own conference. And Mike Oresko said, you know, he felt a little weird tinge in himself after the game as well, because he knows that if the Big 12 does expand, that Houston's on the top of their list. And so you're rooting for a team you might not even have in your conference next year or the year after or whatever. So there's a lot of things going on that involve all the American teams, and almost all of them, you know, put in the word that they wanted to move to the Big 12. Navy is one that didn't. Navy is ecstatic to be in the American because they had never been in a conference before last year. And they have an excellent coach, and they have excellent personnel, and they lost Keenan Reynolds. And I think you got to give Navy a lot of credit. And Houston, it's just been a tough year for them with those expectations, and then all the rumors around Tom Herman and all the expansion rumors. I don't know how. But, you know, the kids are resilient. The kids don't really think that much about realignment.
Sure,
they
sure.
just go out there and play football, and they've got good players because, obviously, as you know, down in that area, you got a lot of players to pick from when you're recruiting.
You bet. Best-selling author of 3 books and contributor with Today's You, Ken Davis, is with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Ken is joining us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Of course, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. And since we're on subject talking about the possible conference realignment in the Big 12, what was your reaction to Barry Switzer's comments to the Houston Chronicle about the Big 12 and how they should not allow Houston to come into the conference? I thought that was pretty profound. He made some bold statements in that.
Well, you know, Barry,
and it's all about recruiting.
It is big about recruiting because it's a threat. Of course, we don't even know if Oklahoma is going to stay in the Big 12 or Texas. And it didn't surprise me. Except, like you said, it was very bold. But you know Barry better than I do, coming from Oklahoma as a student athlete. But I mean, it didn't really surprise me, except that he really laid it out there, you know. And I don't know why, as a coach or like I said, the players don't really pay much attention to it, at least the ones in the American. But I don't know why you would want to add in a really hot program like Houston. It's a threat to all the Texas schools and to Oklahoma. I've always lumped those schools together. You know, I guess Oklahoma State somewhat too. But you see most of the coaches in the Big 12 right now are coming out and saying they don't want expansion, you know. And the thing is, the coaches don't have any say in this. If the president and the executive board of the Big 12 say that they're going to expand, they're going to expand. But we've heard a lot more dissent against it. Barry's not the only one. I can see exactly where he's coming from. And as someone who grew up in Big 8 territory, it shows you how old I am. But I wish it was back to the old way. I mean, as a Kansas grad, I missed the Missouri game. You know, Missouri did a lot of things to tick people off around the league, but I missed that game, and I missed Nebraska, Oklahoma, and all the things that we used to have in that part of the country that made it great. And it's all about money. That's where it starts out. And they're looking at UConn here too as maybe the fourth or fifth team, and you know they've been back and forth where they're going to expand two teams, four teams. I just think it's been embarrassing for the Big 12, honestly, that they've gone through this vetting process of video discussions and then calling people in to talk, make their presentation. Some weeks it's very transparent and we know everything that's going on. Most of the last month or so, it's been very quiet. But everyone that I talk to and everyone that's writing, and you can't do it with a whole lot of confidence, but it just doesn't seem, at least what we've been hearing the last 3 or 4 weeks, that they want to do it right now. I mean, they just might table it till next year. It already seems like it's been dragging on so long. And like I said, it just makes it really hard on the people in the American. I admire Mike Oresko, the commissioner of the American Conference. He's held up through this thing pretty strong, and it must be very tiring for him to keep hearing rumors about which one of his teams. But we know it's Houston, Cincinnati, UConn's in that mix, BYU. Those seem to be the 4 leading candidates.
Hey, we've got you covered with Ken Davis, the contributor with Today's You. He will be joining us right after this quick timeout at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show.